This is the duplicate tape of Mr. Milton Kwan's interview of tape 1, side A, from 90 minutes to 60 minutes.
Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. October 27, 1979, an interview with Milton M. Kwan at his residence in Los Angeles, conducted by Beverly Chan. Okay, Mr. Kwan, can you tell me a little bit about your parents' background? For instance, when your father was born and when you came over to Los Angeles?
All I know is that my father was 50 when he passed away in 38, so that would make him 1887.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was the same age, so she would be born in 1886 or 87.
Uh-huh.
And my father was in Los Angeles, and he went back to China and married and came back with my mother, I would say 1912.
Mm-hmm. Did your father come here first?
Yes.
When did he first come to the States?
That I don't know, but I know, as I understand, he was in San Francisco when the fire broke out, and that would be either
1906.
Six, right. So it would be
before that. At that time,
right.
And you don't know when he first came to Los Angeles. Huh?
I would think about 1912.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing because.
In other words, between 1906 and 1912, you think he stayed up in San Francisco, then he went back to get married and
yes,
and brought
right.
his wife
That's
over
way.
To San
I would.
Do you know where they're from, which part of Canton?
Having never been to China, I do remember this, that my mother always said, Chek Ham Gao Lu Hao, which means Cattlehead Road or something.
Uh-huh.
And, Chek Ham.
Uh-huh.
Canton.
Canton. In other words, they didn't come from a particular small village, you know, Seiyup. Which dialect did they speak?
Seiyup.
Ah.
Chaham Gao Lu Hao. Yes.
How about your father? Did he say here?
Same place.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I would think. I'm not sure. That part of the history, I am sorry, I don't. Perhaps my uncle.
That's all right.
Yes,
Did you speak
Seiyup?
Seiyup,
I speak Seiyup, yes. I speak Seiyup fairly well because my mother did not know any English.
She never learned?
Yeah, she learned in some church school, but not that much. She was, she could carry on a simple conversation with people, but nothing real deep. Because in those days, they raised families and...
I see. Did you know whether she was educated in Chinese at all? You know, did she know how to write?
She was self-educated, completely. I don't think she, when I say completely, I don't think she knew that much when she came here. But she, to her credit, was able to read the Chinese newspaper and write. Her writing wasn't as good as her knowledge of reading, but I would consider her a self-educated woman in Chinese.
I see. And how about your father?
He somehow, I don't know where, was able to pick up English, and wrote English hand very well and also wrote very beautiful Chinese hand. I'm sorry, but I don't know where he got his English education, but he could speak very well because he carried on his produce business and without any difficulty.
And he knew how to read and write Chinese.
So, right, I would guess at this point that he might have had some education in San Francisco, in the English anyway.
In English.
Right.
Did you know which, well, did he ever mention anything about, you know, why he came here?
Well, in those days, they all say that America is the land of Gamsan, you know, land of golden opportunity. So they wanted to make their fortunes here. He wasn't.
What did he do before he came here?
When I don't know. I wish I knew. You mean like in San Francisco, for instance?
Well, no, back in China.
I don't know. He was 20. He was about 25
was 20.
When I was born, so.
Yeah, and he came here, if he came here in 1906, he came here when he was 20, so I guess that was quite young.
He was less than 20, right.
You know, in other words, do you know anything about your grandparents? What did they do? And did they pass their profession down to
my my mother's brothers were, according to her, they passed away early, but they were quite educated. One was principal of either a high school or a college, and I don't quite remember the other. But she outlasted them all. The others all passed away comparatively early. So.
How about your father's parents? Do you know what they did?
I remember a. A Gong in San Francisco, he was probably related, you know, in a Chinese way to my father's brother or whatever. I call him a Gong, and
what does that mean?
That is a like a great uncle or. He was active in the Four Family Association in San Francisco. I remember when I was about 12, I went up there and. They had built this Four Family Association Long, where the Lu, Quan, Zheng, and Jiu families were like four brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Long Gong Association, and he was quite active in that. My Gong.
And your grandfather was like a peasant or a. A worker or
no, somehow I always had the feeling that they were this is factual, that they were above, shall we say, the peasant working group, that they were more professional people.
Yes, I see.
Right. Now I didn't hear that much about being landlords, but my uncle Kip, for instance, would probably be able to fill you in more if he were to be interviewed. But I'm sorry, that's about the extent of what I know about the.
And what did your father immediately started a produce business when he came here?
I think so. I don't think that he went to work for anybody.
How did he get the money? Or do you don't know that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I do know that he helped start. My Uncle Kit in the produce business.
That was after several years.
Right. Because my Uncle Kit was a few years younger than my father when he came over.
He was your father's brother, real brother.
As I was saying, I call him uncle, but I don't think he was my father's real brother. I don't mean he was that, I mean he wasn't that close.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been a, shall we say, maybe a cousin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about the, you know, where you lived and where you were growing up and what it was like?
I was born in 1913 on 10th Street, East 10th Street, and we shortly moved to, with a trip to Texas, I remember, and another place on the corner of Crocker Street and 9th Place, then we moved to 722 East 9th Place. That's what I remember most of my, shall we say, growing up time was spent. We were there till I got married in 1947. I was the oldest of seven children. I have to count, eight children. I have seven sisters. And I remember going to help my father when I was 8 or 9 or 10 years old, you know, because they had long hours and so forth. We went to school in the neighborhood, the 9th Street School, and I don't know if you want me to go any more than that.
What was the produce market like?
The produce market had very long hours. They weren't unionized at that time. That followed many years later. My father would go to work in the middle of the night at about 12 or 1. And they would sell their stuff all the way till noon the next day. And I would go. I remember going, crossing San Pedro Street in the dark. And I would get there, you know, 5 or 6 or 7, like on Saturdays, and help. And the market would start to thin out by 10 or so, but catching the last few customers and cleaning up would go till 12 or so. And then they would, the people like my father would go back home and rest for a few hours. Maybe at 4 o'clock they would go out again to receive new produce from Central Market, like 7th and Central. That is a bigger market. They would deliver, probably, my father was not a big customer, so they would deliver the 10 boxes of pears or 20 boxes of this and that, of other kind of fruits to him, and he would have to receive them. Then he would sort out the bad fruit from the previous day, and I remember at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we opened the back end of the store that opened on San Pedro Street, and we would put the soft fruit or tomatoes or stuff in baskets and sell them like 10 cents a basket.
But the ones that are not,
they're
so
not
good.
Right, ready to eat an hour, we wouldn't be able to keep till the next morning. And that was sort of fun for a kid, you know. And then I guess then my father would, after doing all, getting the store ready for opening that night, would probably go home and probably sleep a few more hours. So it was a hard, tough life. And so one really, I know in my case, didn't get to really know his father that well, because he'd have to go to bed early because he'd have to get up midnight, and he'd get up early to go to work, and we would get up to go to school. So I do remember fondly going to Chinatown with him every Sunday on a streetcar, however, when I was 9 or 10.
To do what?
We'd visit my other Kwans and right across from the plaza.
Plaza
in right in the middle of Los Angeles. It's still there now, right near Alvera Street, right across.
Yes.
It was just south. That was Chinatown then.
Uh-huh.
That was the old Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
as you will probably find out or already have heard.
Yeah.
And we would visit, and you know, when you'd get your goodies, like 4th of July, you'd get your firecrackers and so forth, and you'd have Chow Mao. And so I knew Chinatown that way, going up there every Sunday.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, several questions. One, what was your father's company called, and what was your mother's role in that company?
My father's company was called George Kwan Produce.
Uh-huh.
It was at 937 South San Pedro Street. My mother just stayed home and cooked for us, and she's raising, you know, eight kids. And she hardly went out to the market at all.
Oh, so she didn't participate?
No. And I don't remember seeing her in the market at all.
Even when the kids grew up?
By that time, you see, in 1938, I was 25. My father passed away. He had left the market a couple years before that. And he didn't make it, shall we say. He was losing money.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into debt. So he sold it and became a cook. He was a cook for a private family in Hollywood when he passed away. He was home when he passed away in a hospital, but he got sick, came home, and he died of quinsy, which is something to do with the throat, in 1938.
What did your mother do after the kids had grown up?
Well, I was going to art school at that time, and my sisters decided I should not break, you know, I should continue and finish. I was on a scholarship, and so I finished in 1939, thanks to their generosity. A couple of the sisters were working, so they were supporting the family.
And your mother did not work?
No, she only, like homework, like we helped when we were growing up, we call them picking strawberries, we mean hulling strawberries. We would get them from a nearby man, Mr. Chung or Mrs. Wong on 10th Street, and we would hull them for use like jams and jellies.
Mm-hmm.
We would get, I don't know, 5 or 10 cents a basket or so to take the hulls off.
The little green part.
Right. And so the whole family participated in that. We got extra money that way, and I would work prior to my father's passing, when I was going to high school and junior college, I would work in a produce, a fruit stand, we'd call it, you know, where they retail fruits and vegetables. So I earned money that way from school and the family.
Could you tell me a little bit about I can't remember the street. Anyway, you grew up on 10th Street?
And I was born on 10th Street, and we grew up on 9th Place.
On 9th
East
9th
Place,
Place,
which runs right into the market. It's right, it's a short street between Crocker and San Pedro Streets, and the market was right on San Pedro. So we were
the kids around that area were all Chinese?
Yes, all Chinese. Yes, I would say just about 100% Chinese, as I remember.
And
Japanese, or some Japanese too, some sprinkling of Japanese.
Did you speak English or Chinese to those kids?
To the Chinese?
Yeah.
I imagine like it is now, when the kids learn English, they would try out their English, starting from first grade.
Uh-huh.
But at home, we would speak Chinese, because my mother spoke only Chinese.
Say yep.
Say yep.
Uh-huh.
So I owe my what I know of Chinese to my mother and father.
Uh-huh. Did you go to Chinese school?
Yes, and it was called Zhonghua Hohao, and it had several locations. The one I remember the most was even upstairs at the corner of, in a market, in the wholesale produce market building, on the corner of 10th or 11th and San Pedro Street.
Uh-huh. And for how long did you go?
I
what were the hours?
Oh, well, I would say like 4 to 6. I'm guessing, but it was always after English school. And I was still going when I was in high school, although I must admit that it was long past me being interested in Chinese school at that time.
You went all the way to?
Well, I was in high school, I remember.
So that was how many years altogether?
Oh, I would say when you're from 11 to, I mean.
And when you were 11?
I'm guessing again, bad memory. Maybe younger, till I was probably 17 or so.
Oh, nice.
And that's my best recollection, because we used to play basketball at a playground on Wall Street and 10th Street.
Mm-hmm.
10th or 11th, I don't know. I think it was 10th Street.
How did you feel about going to Chinese school?
Well, it was interesting. We had several teachers. There was a Mr. Eng, N-G, and couple of Mr. Kwans. And I liked the writing part the best, because it gave me a chance to, what artistic, you know, sense I had, it helped by using the brush.
Mm.
And we'd be very interested in the stories they told from the Chinese classics.
Mm.
And we
Did you have to recite?
I kind of think we did from memory type things. You know, I kind of remember.
How many kids were in your class?
The room was full. The room was full, so I would just guess, as I picture it now, maybe 35 or so.
All the way from the first day you attended through when you were 16?
Maybe the, some of the group was might have been smaller. I don't even remember how he broke it up, but we all had different books by grade.
Did you go to school on Saturday also?
Yes, Saturday mornings, as I remember.
You didn't complain?
We complained by being lazy, I guess. But it was all for our own good.
Yeah. Yes.
I understand it's still going on very strongly in Chinatown now, in the Chinese schools.
Yeah. What about the American school, the elementary school you went to? I presume it was a basically white school.
Our area at that time already was fairly integrated.
Uh-huh.
Our neighbors, the Japanese, and I remember a lot of, we called them Negroes at that time, you know, black students.
Yeah.
So there was a good mixture of all, Japanese, blacks, and some Mexican kids. So it was very well integrated. Whites consisted, as I remember, when I say whites, I include the Jewish kids too, and I remember there were quite a few Jewish kids. When you're talking about elementary, I'm flashing back to junior high. I remember what I've just said applies a lot to junior high also.
Mm-hmm.
But in grade school, there were blacks and Japanese, and I would say maybe they were in a minority. Maybe there were more whites, but somehow I remember the black kids more and the Japanese kids more.
What was the name of the elementary school?
9th Street School was my elementary school.
Uh-huh. And junior high?
Junior high was Lafayette Junior High School. It was east of Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It was at 12th or 13th, 12th, between 12th and 14th Street and Naomi,
mm-hmm.
which is a couple miles from our house.
And then high school?
Polytechnic High School on East Washington and Flower.
Was your elementary school, what was your social life like in elementary school?
You mean our family or myself?
You and your schoolmates. Who did you get along with best in terms of your ethnic background? Or didn't you care?
Not that I could remember at all when we were kids. Somehow, when you're kids, everything is fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem at all. I had no problem at all with other races.
You never got picked on by any black or
kids? Right. I remember maybe having a fight with somebody, but I don't remember what color he was.
Oh.
Yes.
Nobody ever called your name or anything like that?
Well, I imagine there were some slang things like Ching Ching Chinaman, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they were meant to be mean at that time, kids, you know.
Oh, it was not said in that way.
No, I don't think so.
So, did you have a fairly active school life in terms of, you know, hanging around with kids your own age?
No, because, as I said, our Chinese school took care of our afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And so, except for playing in the streets with our neighbors, and when we did go to Chinese school, we'd have inter-sports competition with the Chinatown Chinese school. We'd play football with them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to Chinatown.
Soccer
or football,
American?
Regular American football.
Oh.
Tackle too, and I was slight even then, but I had fun.
Yeah.
And I remember in playing in Chinatown, There was a stable, horse stable nearby. Mm-hmm. It was a large playground in Chinatown. It was east of Alameda Street. And we'd play on the dirt at the playground. Mm-hmm. Football.
When did you enter elementary school and when did you graduate high school?
I entered elementary school when I was 5, which would be about 1918. I graduated from Polytechnic in 1932, winter 1932.
Uh-huh. And then did you go to college?
Yes, I went to Los Angeles Junior College in North Vermont and also Frank Wiggins Trade School. I was splitting my time, but finally I'd left Frank Wiggins and concentrated at LA Junior College and graduated in 1936 in art.
What made you decide to major in art? When did you start?
My mother had been, all through my lifetime, wanting me to become either an engineer or an architect,
uh-huh.
aeronautical engineering.
She was that specific?
Oh, yes. Art was out of the question, yes.
But how did she know about aeronautical engineering?
Well, I guess airplanes were the thing at that time, yes. I have to say that she had high hopes for all of our kids, and I imagine most women do, most mothers do, you know, my boy the doctor and so forth. And so she wouldn't hear of me trying to be anything else. So I, not because of that, but I did take architecture in high school because I did quite well in mechanical drawing at junior high, and at that time you couldn't go to where I live, you're not supposed to go to Polytechnic High, but because Jefferson High, which is in our district, and that is where all my sisters went, except the last one. By that time, we had moved to another area. I was able to go to Polytechnic because I wanted to take architecture. And when I went to junior college, I took architectural drafting at Trade Tech, which is still in line with what my mother wanted. I took engineering courses and drafting courses in LA City College, Junior College. Until near the last half, I was convinced I couldn't be happy in engineering, and an uncle helped convince my mother that I should take what I want, which was art. So I finally graduated in art at City College, Junior College, and got a scholarship to Chouinard Art School. So I think thereafter, Chouinard, yes.
How do you spell it?
C-H-O-U-I-N-A-R-D. C-H-O-U-I-N-A-R-D.
Uh-huh.
It was on 8th Street.
It was in 36, after you graduated from Valley.
Yes,
in
I went.
College.
Right, I went to Chouinard from 36 to 39. Chouinard is now called Cal Art School in Valencia.
Oh.
It's a big school now.
You moved over.
Yes, right. So thereafter, my mother sort of resigned to the fact that I was going to be an artist.
What got you started in art? Was that something that
was contributed
to?
Well, I think
you were always
I think you'll find that a lot of Chinese, I think a lot of Oriental kids like art. Well, maybe not a lot. I don't remember that many artists, come to think of it, among my, playmates or schoolmates. I don't know. I guess, like my boy, Michael, I don't know how he got. He just liked to draw pictures when he was small. And when I was in architecture, I would rather draw the fronts of houses than the plans
uh-huh.
of the houses.
And did you have any trouble getting a job after you graduated?
I went to work for Disney's right after work with the help of a business manager with the help of the business manager Chouinard, who had sort of followed my progress in art school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no trouble. Because I liked all kinds of art, so from Disney's, I went to work in aircraft factory, Douglas during the war in the art department. It related to art, illustrative parts manuals. And after the war, I went to work with an advertising agency.
Oh, just you're in the independent freelance?
No, I was working for a salary at a couple of agencies, art service and an agency, mm-hmm. before I went into a real big advertising agency later.
Did you always live at Ninth Place?
I lived in Ninth Place till I got married in 1944.
Did you say 44 or 47? I thought you mentioned 47 earlier.
If I did, I made a mistake. Uh-huh. My first boy was born in 47.
Oh, I see.
Yes, you're right. I got married in 44.
Uh-huh. Then you moved out of the Ninth Street.
Yes, our family, my sisters and my mother stayed there, and my wife and I moved to Echo Park area.
Did your parents own that house on Ninth Street?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Did they purchase it from White?
No, they purchased it from a Louis family. My father purchased it from a Louis family.
Oh, so there were no trouble getting it?
No,
no. Do you remember how much he bought it for?
It was a few thousand. It was, I would imagine,